Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So, 2 weeks ago now, on July 23rd, British Airways flight BA-252 was flying from Turks and Caicos to the Bahamas and then on to London. In total, it was a 12-hour flight. And when you're on a really long flight, one of the perks you get is a meal or two, right? Well, when the plane was about to leave Turks and Caicos, it was discovered that the catering carts hadn't been properly chilled. So all of the food had to be thrown out. So that meant the flight crew had a decision to make. Should they delay the flight a few hours to get a new catering cart, which would make the passengers mad, or do they leave on time but without food, which would also make the passengers mad? All right, what would you do?
Pray.
Well, they decided to keep the plane on time and they left without food. Remember, this is a 12-hour flight, and now there's nothing to eat. Well, during the short flight from Turks and Caicos to the Bahamas, somebody on the flight crew must have had an idea. Because during the layover, they picked up some food, so they had something to serve the people on their way to London. So on this really long flight, every passenger, those in coach, first class and business class, each person received one chicken leg from KFC. Kid you not. Clearly, the KFC where they landed in the Bahamas couldn't make an order in that short amount of time for that many people. But the flight staff were still able to buy some of the giant buckets of chicken legs. So, carrying those big white buckets down the aisle, they passed them out, one chicken leg for each person for 12 hours. Of course, this caused all kinds of responses online. Some people were complimenting British Airways for being creative and thinking fast, but others were really upset, saying that the passengers paid for an expensive flight, and the only food they got for 12 hours was less than what you'd get through a drive-thru. And if you were vegetarian or had any meal restrictions, you probably didn't get anything to eat. When they finally landed in London, all the passengers were given vouchers for their inconvenience. Now, this happened just 2 weeks ago, but I think it's really timely given today's gospel reading. Right, here we've got the famous story of the feeding of the 5,000. And it's a similar situation, right? You got a whole bunch of people and only a little bit of food. Well, one thing to remember here is that there's actually more than 5,000 people here. The text says there were 5,000 men besides women and children. So think of it more like 5,000 households. So maybe 10 to 15,000 people. That's a lot of people. And you know the situation. It's late. The disciples notice it's getting to be dinner time. And so they tell Jesus, just send the people away so they can go get food. Or in other words, the disciples see a need in the world, and they want the proverbial somebody else to help. Let somebody else feed them. Let somebody else take care of them. But Jesus says, no, you feed them. But then the disciples say, all we have is five loaves and two fish. That's barely enough to feed one person. Right? That's like the ancient equivalent of a Lunchable. Right? How do you feed that many people with a little tiny bit of food? Well, maybe you do what British Airways did and everybody gets a teeny tiny little bite. But can you imagine how small the pieces would be if you had to cut 5 loaves and 2 fish into 15,000 pieces? Of course, that's not what happened, right? The text says, and all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. Now, how in the world is that possible? How did everybody get full and there were still leftovers? Well, a common answer is that Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fish. Like a magician who somehow pulls a rabbit out of a hat, Jesus somehow used his divine magic powers and poof, turned 5 loaves into 2 fish into a whole lot more. Even the church in the Holy Land that commemorates this event is called the multiplication of the loaves and the fish. But there's a problem with that. The text never says that he multiplied them. Look at the verbs again. All Jesus did with the food was took, blessed, broke, and gave, which are the same verbs he does later at the Last Supper. So then how does the scene work? If each person doesn't get a teeny tiny little piece, and if Jesus didn't multiply the food, then how did everybody get fed? Well, first of all, we need to notice that we're coming at this from a very logical mindset. We're looking at this like some kind of math problem that needs solved. Right? 5 loaves plus 2 fish does not equal 5,000 households. How can we make this equation work? Well, some people say it can't work, right? It doesn't add up. And sometimes they'll say they're being realistic in saying that. The revenue doesn't match the expenses, they might say. You can't get blood from a turnip. But this can be the mindset of scarcity. Scarcity is the devil's way of saying there's not enough. There's not enough food, or time, or money, or whatever. And sometimes that feels true. But then again, it's really easy to fall into that trap. Sometimes people think that they don't have enough in life. Or maybe they think that they aren't enough in life. Sometimes congregations fall into this trap. Like sometimes we might think that we as St. Paul Lutheran Church don't have enough to actually make a difference in the world. Like that's where the disciples were. They saw this great big need in front of them, and it pulled at their hearts, but they didn't think they had enough to actually do anything about it. All they saw was scarcity. But thankfully, Jesus saw something else. He saw abundance. He told the disciples to give him what food they had, those 5 loaves and 2 fish. Then he took, blessed, broke, and gave them. And everybody ate and was filled, and there were even leftovers. And they all lived happily ever after. Right? That's kind of the point where the story stops being believable. Because we know scarcity in our world. We see people in need and we know about limited resources. We see equations that don't add up. And so we hear this story and we think, well, good for them. It's too bad it doesn't work that way in our world. But as it turns out, there is still good news here. We just have to look a little bit further into the Gospel of Matthew to see it. Because the key to this story actually comes two chapters later. In chapter 16, we hear this brief scene. When the disciples reached the other side, they had forgotten to bring any bread. Jesus said to them, "Watch out and beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." And they said to one another, "Is it because we brought no bread?" And becoming aware of it, Jesus said, "You of little faith, why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not perceive? Do you not remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000 and how many baskets you gathered? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000 and how many baskets you gathered? How can you fail to perceive that I was not speaking about bread? Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understood that he had not told them to beware of the yeast of bread, but the teachings of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Did you catch what Jesus said there? How can you fail to perceive that I was not speaking about bread? In this moment, Jesus compares the teachings of the Pharisees and Sadducees to bread. But the disciples think he's talking about actual bread you put in your mouth. But then they get it. It's not really about bread at all. It's about their teachings. In the same way, it's not really about bread at all in today's story either. It's about the teachings of Jesus. Those teachings feed countless people, and there are always leftovers to share. Right, think of it like the Bible. Right? There's only one Bible. Yes, it comes in different translations and different languages, but there's still just one Bible. And yet when we share it, each of us doesn't get just a little nibble. As if you get one letter from one word and you get another letter from a word, right? And eventually it all runs out. No, it's not like that. And nobody is multiplying or adding anything to the Bible either. And yet this one Bible has fed so many people throughout the ages. And there is always plenty of leftovers to share with others. Okay, but then what about the actual lack in our world, right? What about the real life problems of people who have actual needs? What about when it seems like there isn't enough to go around? Ah, but sometimes there is. That's the whole point. We often see scarcity. But Jesus still sees abundance. In his hands, even the things that look small can still feed a lot of people. Like, just think about the things that Jesus is doing through us here at St. Paul. In particular, think of two very awesome things that happened just this past week. Right, first, as you know, we've started a partnership with this group called Care Portal, who lets us know of people in need in our community. Well, many of you brought in items for a family whose house recently burned down. All of those items were delivered to this family this past week, which is great. Then we received word from Care Portal, about a great-grandmother who was trying to buy back-to-school clothes and back-to-school supplies for her 7-year-old great-grandmother. The guys of SPAM immediately stepped up to help and used some of the adopt-a-family money to help her. That's amazing. That's meeting practical needs. And second, along with Care Portal, you all have been bringing in those school supplies for the Crayons to Classrooms drive. In addition to all of the great stuff you've been bringing in, this past week, some mystery person sent us a shipment of 9 giant UPS boxes full of school supplies. Look under the table in the hallway and you will see them. I have no idea who this person is or how to thank them for it. But it's amazing, right? The boxes kept coming out of that UPS truck. Don't tell me small congregations can't help people in need. Clearly, God is doing great things in us and through us at St. Paul. That's how it makes a practical difference. So yes, sometimes it seems that in order to feed the crowd, everybody just gets a little chicken leg. But truthfully, in the hands of Jesus, the resources we have and the generosity we share can definitely meet the needs right around us. When God is in charge, there is always an abundance, both back then and right now. How awesome is that? In the name of this one who sends us out to feed others, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.